All right, everyone, we are now being joined by Jay Fabian, Managing Director of the Monster Energy Series. Jay, why don't you just take us through what happened with the DQ with the 20?
Yeah, so the 20 standard procedure post-race in the playoffs that we run every car through the OSS, and then we do a post-race inspection on first, second, and then generally a random. The 20 car failed the OSS on their run-through on a standard post-race inspection.
All right, we'll now open up to a couple questions from Jay. Please raise your hand, and we'll get a wireless microphone. I'll come up front here to Hank, and then go to Bob.
Hank Kurz with AP. What typically causes something like that?
Any number of things. There's fairly critical measurements on the rear wheel alignment that have to be followed. So there's any number of things that the team could do or not do to make it fail. Standard process as a race, we give a pretty strong allowance on what they can run pre-race to post-race, and it's crept out of that range.
Go to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Did you find any parts or pieces that that shouldn't be there that would design it to fail, and why is there a rule on rear toe or rear wheel steer? Why do you need to have a tolerance there?
Yeah, so we didn't find any parts. I didn't look at the car other than to check the car as it's in the rig, check the equipment to make sure all the equipment was in order. The team, we didn't see anything that was designed to fail. At the end of the day, the result's the same. It failed. Rear wheel steer and alignment is important as a critical factor in downforce is an aero benefit to get more skew in the rear. So we keep those parameters pretty tight so that everybody is racing with the same thing. And that's the key to running all 16 cars through there. We just finished up probably 30 minutes ago. So it's important to keep the playing field level and make sure all the playoff cars are the same and pass that thing.
Go to Zach.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. Jay, this is the first instance we've had a disqualification on the Monster Energy Series side. With how crew chiefs are kind of trained to push tolerances and things like that, are you surprised it's, race 27, 28 now that we've had one of these?
That's a good question. We've set the standard early in the year and what we expect, and teams have done a good job reacting to that. I think, obviously, as the pressure mounts and the season goes on, it doesn't surprise me to see them pushing a little farther and trying to get a little more out of their stuff. And like I say, sometimes you just cross that line a little bit, and that's all you need to fail.
All right, Jay. Well, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you.